From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Governor John Hickenlooper says Colorado needs to do a better job of making marijuana edibles less attractive to children, and it's something lawmakers say they hope to tackle during this session. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
During his State of the State address, Hickenlooper expressed concerns about marijuana edibles.
Back in the day, candy cigarettes desensitized kids to the dangers of tobacco. And today, pot-infused gummy bears send the wrong message to our kids about marijuana.
Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont thinks the state has created good child-proof packaging, but still needs to improve the labels and descriptions of what's inside.
The original marijuana label looked a lot like the state seal. That doesn't seem like a warning label unless you're afraid of the state of Colorado.
Singer also wants a universal marking on edibles outside of the package to serve as a warning. He says it needs to be part of a broader discussion on all potentially dangerous products that are attractive to kids. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Drivers in Colorado Springs should expect nighttime truck activity as part of the Interstate 25 and Cimarron Interchange project. Trucks are scheduled to haul material for work along the embankments between the hours of 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. over the course of several weeks. Work on the interchange and surrounding areas is expected to be complete by late next year. And Governor John Hickenlooper wed Robin Pringle over the weekend at a small ceremony in Denver at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. The couple was surrounded by family and friends. The two became engaged over the holidays. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.